Greg Harkin, welcome to CKUT Radio in Montreal.
Thank you very much.
You are an investigative journalist with The Independent in the UK. There has been a big push by the administration in the United States to say that Iran is responsible for many of the bombs that are causing death to soldiers, coalition soldiers in Iraq. And you wrote a very interesting article on October 16th in 2005. It was entitled, Revealed, IRA Bombs Killed 8 British Soldiers in Iraq. Can you just tell us a little bit about that story and what you found?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the American announcements the last few days showing pictures, all anonymously, of course, without anybody speaking on camera, reminded me of a similar situation 17, 18 months ago, where, although the British, to be fair to them, actually did stand over the claims or claimed to have done. What I learned at that particular moment in time was that the devices that were being used in roadside bombs in Iraq to kill both British soldiers and American soldiers were very similar to devices that had been used by the Irish Republican Army in the campaign here in Ireland. And further investigation revealed that the devices themselves were actually supplied to the IRA by British intelligence, which is all kind of murky, etc. But that's how it came about. And I wanted to expose the fact that the British government had claimed through various briefings from the Ministry of Defence, anonymous briefings usually, with certain journalists, that these devices could only have been supplied by Iran. And I knew different because of my experience in looking at this sort of attack in Northern Ireland. So I was very skeptical when the British started blaming Iran. And they quietly withdrew that allegation in January of last year. So 3 or 4 months after the article that I did, the British government admitted that they were wrong to blame Iran. Suddenly, a year on since the British withdrawal of that claim, the American government are now making the same claim.
Now, you co-wrote a book called Steak Knife, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And in that book, it details how the security services in the UK had infiltrated the IRA. We've also seen over the past year through investigations that are happening in the UK that what you had detailed in Steak Knife is pretty much reality, is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, the thing about the article in October for The Independent on Sunday, this October again of 2005, was that, you know, whilst I was working with them, I had access to other journalists with fantastic contacts within the military, within the British military. So when I came up with the story and allegations, the deputy political editor Francis Elliott there and Raymond Whittaker, who's a defence correspondent, were able to back up the claims through separate sources, both at Whitehall and within the MOD and within the British government itself, that the claims were dubious. The details of how the IRA used these devices we revealed in the Steak Knife book related to its first use in on the border with the Republic of Ireland in the early 1990s. And basically, these devices are triggered using an infrared beam. What the Iraqi insurgents have been using has been triggering bombs with an infrared beam. They've also used radio signal, which was which is what the IRA used prior to getting the infrared beam, and command wire, which the IRA also used. During the IRA's campaign in Northern Ireland, the British government, British Army developed, and Minister of Defence developed a radio signal blocking device. So every time you saw a British Army patrol, there was always a radio signal diffusion device to prevent the IRA using radio signals. So the IRA continued to use command wire until the infrared beam technique was perfected by them. But it was perfected by them because they were developing it themselves. The British government, the British intelligence services were aware of that, and they decided that they would give the IRA a device that they then could hopefully develop a blocking device to use. All very murky and conspiratorial, but I've spoken to the Republican terrorist concerned. He was himself working for British intelligence, and he actually collected the parts for the device on a trip to New York, where he met FBI officials. Now, I say in my article that I have no proof or exact link to prove that the development of this device specifically went straight from the Irish Republican Army to Palestinian groups, But at that particular time, during the Troubles in Northern Ireland, the IRA did share its weaponry skills with Middle Eastern terrorist groups, including the Palestinian Liberation Organization. So it's highly possible, and I've spoken to Republican organizations about this, that the device has been used in Basra and Baghdad today. The technology comes from the IRA, and prior to that from police intelligence and the FBI. I know it sounds complicated probably for your listeners, but the article is available on Google or Yahoo if you want to put in the details, and it'll give you much more detail on how it operated.
Now, how would you say it would go from, say, the IRA to Baghdad via the Palestinians, or would it go straight?
What I'm saying is I'm not disputing the claims of the British. Well, I'm disputing the claims of the British, certainly, because they actually withdrew their claims. But certainly the American authorities believe that this technology is coming from Iran, because they could be the only source for such technology. My argument against that is that they're not the only source for this technology. Clearly, this technology was available to the IRA and to Republican organizations in Ireland back in 1991, 1992. So their claim that the flash gun units and infrared units being used to kill their soldiers and murder their soldiers in Iraq came from Iran doesn't stand up to the evidence. This technology was also used by FARC guerrillas in Colombia and has been used by ETA. It's been used by Palestinian groups. But the source, I believe, for where this technology came from Ireland. Therefore, the U.S. claim, the United States government claim, doesn't hold water. They can't. It's like saying that. It's like blaming. I'm trying to think of an analogy, but it's like blaming somebody for buying a Ford car, saying that they could only get it from Denver. But we all know we can buy a Ford car in Ireland or Britain or Iceland or Australia if you want. Their claims are particularly dubious. And if any of your listeners are interested in this, this can go back and check. It's available in newspapers and in newspaper articles that I've done, that when the British government made the exact same claims in October, September-October of 2005, and we did the article on it, by January of 2006, within 3 months, they had withdrawn those claims. And I think the Americans will end up doing the same.
Okay, Greg Harkin, we're going to have to leave it there. I thank you for joining me this morning. And are you working on anything new that we should look out for?
Yeah, there's a lot of legacy from the past in Northern Ireland. And, you know, whilst it's okay for everybody to say, oh, let's move on, there are, you know, as I said to you earlier, 3,500 families who lost people. And for many of them, they do want answers. They do want, you know, some of them want, you know, South African-style, you know, peace and reconciliation type investigations into what happened to their loved ones. And I still have people coming to me with claims about how their loved ones died. And some of them, quite frankly, are very frightening because, you know, they involved state involvement in murder. And state involvement and murder of their, not just enemies, but people who were on their own side. So, yes, I'm working on something, but nothing imminent.
Okay, well, I thank you for joining me this morning, and I've been speaking with Greg Harkin, who is an investigative journalist with the Independent newspaper in the UK. You can find that on the web at independent.co.uk. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.